Dr. Clark here. I want to continue our series on why you still have thyroid symptoms. And today we're going to talk about hidden cause number two, why you still have thyroid symptoms. And if you remember, what this series is designed to do is to help open your eyes so that you can understand why you still are suffering with symptoms like fatigue and hair loss, low libido, feeling cold. Understand why you still have those symptoms, even though you're taking thyroid hormones, or even though your thyroid numbers look normal. And hidden cause number two, why you're still suffering with this, is because of a neurotransmitter called dopamine. Now I'm going to keep the science really simple here. And what happens is this, you know, your pituitary, which is a very small gland in your brain, it makes something called thyroid stimulating hormone. TSH. Now, I'm sure you probably heard of that because that's probably the only thing your doctor is monitoring, right? You know, really, that's all the traditional kind of status quo model does when it comes to thyroid hormone problems. Pretty much no matter what they think it is, and they really only think it's about one of two things, you get thyroid hormones. And what they do is they actually don't manage your thyroid problem, whatever the defect is. What they do is they manage your TSH. So if your TSH gets too high, well, they decrease your medication. Your TSH gets too low. I mean, all they're really doing is just looking at your TSH and assuming that that's a reflection of what the problem is. But that really couldn't be farther from the truth. Now, the real thing that confuses most doctors and endocrinologists when we're dealing with thyroid hormone problems is there's really about 24 different ways that your thyroid can go wrong. 24. And most of your doctors are really only testing TSH and, you know, total T4, and that's about it. And I got to tell you, that's only going to pick up one, maybe two of the 24 different ways. Now, the way that we're talking about today, this had to do with dopamine. So your pituitary makes TSH. Well, it is told to make TSH by a place right above it called the hypothalamus. The dopamine problem and its connection with thyroid works like this. Central nervous system dopamine, right? This neurotransmitter that's in your brain, there has to be enough of it in your hypothalamus to be able to tell your pituitary what to do. It's the same thing with hidden cause number one, serotonin. Well, here's the same thing with dopamine. If there's not enough dopamine or dopamine activity in your brain, then your pituitary doesn't know how to make TSH. Now, the TSH number on your labs, they'll be within the normal lab range, but they won't be within what we call the functional range. Now, remember, the functional range is different than the lab ranges because the lab ranges are, honestly, they're pretty much garbage when it comes to a range that really is a reflection of good function. So with this dopamine problem, this is what really confuses your doctor, that your TSH looks normal, but you have thyroid symptoms. You may have even taken thyroid hormone. Now, what the clue is that you've got this dopamine problem is that you also have, along with the fatigue and the libido problems and the depression and, you know, the constipation and the can't lose weight, along with those thyroid symptoms, you have dopamine symptoms. Now, the classic dopamine symptoms are things like feelings of worthlessness, you know, anger when under stress, feelings of hopelessness. Those are very classical dopamine deficiency symptoms. Here's a couple more. They're kind of those ADHD type symptoms like inattention, can't pay attention, can't concentrate. So if you're suffering with those dopamine symptoms and you're suffering with those thyroid symptoms, but your TSH looks normal and you're taking thyroid hormone, then there's a really good chance that this is why you still have a thyroid problem. Now, fortunately, there are things that you can do to address this dopamine problem. And, you know, blood sugar is probably the biggest thing to look at because dopamine is greatly impacted by blood sugar. Now, one thing I don't want you to fall prey to, I don't want you to fall victim to, is the idea that you can test central nervous system neurotransmitter levels with, like, urine testing. That's just not valid at all. And I really don't want you to get sucked into somebody who's telling you they can test your dopamine levels because that's just never been validated. And it's kind of gotten popular, but don't fall prey to that. What we do to basically also find out if you've got the dopamine problem, there's a very extensive questionnaire that I use that helps me pinpoint specifically if you actually do have those dopamine problems. And if you do, then we have to start digging into why do you have those dopamine problems. And that's what a good doctor will do. So remember, if you're suffering with thyroid hormone problems or hormone symptoms and those dopamine symptoms, that could be the reason why you are still suffering even though your lab looked normal.